I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, English teacher Lita Baker joins us from Los Angeles to talk about phrasal verbs.
They're all around us, especially in spoken English. The first word is a verb. The second word, sometimes even a third, is usually a preposition.
Phrasal verbs, also known as two-word verbs, have a reputation for being tough for English learners. So what does Lita Baker think?
I think that is a myth.
Really?
Phrasal verbs are not hard to learn, as long as you learn them in a context. I think what has given phrasal verbs a reputation for being difficult is the way that they are traditionally taught, which is that students are given long lists of verbs. You know, for instance, every phrasal verb connected with the word go. So go on, go up, go out, go in, go away, go through. Okay, that's a very tedious way of learning anything.
Well, give us some of your strategies.
All right. Well, one thing that we should keep in mind about phrasal verbs is that they're used a lot more in conversational English than they are in formal English. So you're going to find a lot of phrasal verbs in conversational settings, such as,
come on,
television programs, radio interviews, and pop music is a wonderful, wonderful source for phrasal verbs. I think the best way to learn, or one of the best ways of learning phrasal verbs, is to learn them in everyday contexts. One good one is people's daily routine. We get up in the morning, we wake up, we put on our clothes in the morning, we take off our clothes at the end of the day, we turn on the coffee maker or the television set, and of course we turn it off also. After we eat, we clean up. If we're concerned about our health and our weight, we go to the gym and we
work out.
There you go. You see, so there are, as far as our daily routine is concerned, there are lots and lots of phrasal verbs. Another wonderful context for phrasal verbs is traveling. What does an airplane do?
Takes off.
It takes off. That's right. And lots of phrasal verbs connected with hotels. So when we get to the hotel, we check in. And you can save a lot of money if you
stay
over. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you just have to make sure you don't get ripped off.
That's right. I'm glad that you mentioned ripped off, because a lot of phrasal verbs are slang, such as ripped off. And most of them do have sort of a formal English equivalent. So to get ripped off means to be treated unfairly.
Cheated.
To be cheated, yeah. And there are a lot of other two-word or phrasal verbs that you might find, for instance, in rap music. For example, to get down means to, what does it mean?
It means to party, doesn't it?
Yeah, to go to parties.
Have a good time.
Right. Another wonderful context is the dating and romance. For example, when a relationship ends, two people break up. But then if they decide that they've made a mistake and they really are in love and they want to be together, they call each other up.
And they make up.
And they make up. Now, if your boyfriend breaks up with you and it's really, really over, then it might take you a few months to get over it. But you know, sooner or later, you're going to find someone else.
To hook up with.
To hook up with. And
to use a current idiom.
Right. Or you might meet somebody nice at work to go out with.
So what would you recommend for a teacher to do, to build these contexts so that the students can learn from them?
I think that the best thing for a teacher to do, or for a person learning alone, is to learn the idioms in context. And there are, you know, there are vocabulary books and idiom books that will cluster the phrasal verbs for the student. There are also so many wonderful websites. I mean, if you go to a search engine and you just type in, you know, ESL plus phrasal verbs, you're going to run across, and there's another one, run across, you're going to find lots of websites that present phrasal verbs in these contexts that I've been talking about, and also grammar sites which explain the grammar of phrasal verbs, which I haven't gotten into because we just don't have the time to discuss it here. But in doing my research for this segment, I found lots of websites that do a really great job of explaining the grammar of phrasal verbs.
Lita Baker writes textbooks for English learners and teaches in the American Language Center at the University of California at Los Angeles.
You'll find all her previous segments on our website at voanews.com/wordmaster. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.